Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you in your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability. Because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM the podcast at bmm.trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and/or Google Podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. As the old year retires and a new one is born, we commit into the hands of our Creator the happenings of the past year and ask for direction and guidance in the new one. Peggy Tony Horton. Be Motivated Monday. Our 2024 review, End to Begin. Happy Monday, BMM community. Happy Monday. Today is our last Monday of 2024. And you know I'm going to say it. It truly seems like weeks ago we just entered into 2024. And now here we are at the end. What a year. Today's episode is our year end and end of year review episode. We will reflect on our endings and prepare for our beginnings. Today, we'll take some time, take a moment to do some reflection, So grab your favorite beverage, your paper and pen, your journal, and let's talk about 2024. Hey, in just one word, how would you describe your 2024? As you know, this year we started our BMM year that was themed big, B-I-G, being intentional in growth. It was about planting our seeds of life, specifically in the areas, as you know, as our big seven, spiritually, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, professionally, and in our relationships, and allowing them to be fertilized, watered, and growing this year. And boy, I must admit, I was challenged, stretched, and grew in all of these areas in my life. How about you? What was your big, your intentional, being intentional in your growth in 2024? Now, let's take a moment to think about your experiences, accomplishments, and lessons learned. Question number one, what would you describe as the highlight of your year? Was it a personal achievement, a new relationship, or a significant life event? Describe that. Two, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced in 2024, and how did you overcome them? And as I say, what lessons did you learn from them? Three, what are some things that you accomplished this year that you are most proud of? As I will say, best day ever. For me, 2024 was my stretch year. It was me putting myself in different spaces, places, and around new people. And as you know, my woo strength loved just that. However, there were challenges in my stretch. Oftentimes, I asked myself, what was I thinking? But my inner voice always said, be limitless, no limits. My inner voice said, nothing is impossible. I am possible. My inner voice would say, keep going. You're learning. You're growing. And then I would just continue on and let the learning and the growing happen. And then my inner voice would say, you're learning something new that's going to propel you and something to be used for your future, for your new beginnings. And you're growing. You're becoming more resilient, more stamina. And guess what? Through this growth, you'll have the ability to reach back and help someone else and to make a difference and an impact. So guess what? I kept being stretched and I kept growing. Now looking back, I am so glad of all the testing and growth that I had this year in 2024. It's amazing how far we can go when we don't put limits on our mind and let our mindset be limitless and let ourselves stretch and grow. I have two questions for you. One, what lessons did you learn from your challenges you faced this year? And how will you apply them in your new year? Two, what was your 2024 journey? If you were to write a paragraph or describe it to someone, how would you describe your 2024 journey? Capture it, all of it, the good, the negative, and all of the positive, and all of the good. Next, let's reflect and have gratitude. You know, we always need to reflect and take a moment to express gratitude for the people and experiences that made the year and even made us so special. First question, what are some things or relationships in your life that you are very grateful for? Two, are there any people who have made a significant impact on your journey this year? How do they influence you? Express your gratitude this day and this week before the new month and the new year to let them know how much they influence and they were part of your journey. Be thankful, grateful, blessed. And as you know, having an attitude of gratitude goes a long way. We should always stop and appreciate the good in life, the kindness in life, and those that we love constantly and consistently. So take a moment to pause, reflect, and act on your gratitude. Now, let's turn our attention to the new year ahead. What are some of your 2025 intentions? As you know, we don't do resolutions or commitments. We do intentions. And so what are your intentions for 2025? I have four questions for you. First one, what are some areas of your life where you like to see more growth or improvement? List those intentions. Two, are there any specific skills or knowledge that you would like to acquire this year? Three, are there any places that you would like to go or visit and or new experiences that you want to have? Make sure you list all of those and your intention of when you plan on doing that. And then four, how do you envision your personal and professional life unfolding in the upcoming year of 2025? Or as we say, how do you see the vision ahead of you for 2025? So as we close today, I would like to take a moment for you to write down your intentions for 2025, to reflect on what you've already indicated and answered through the questions for 2024 from the past year, and then take a moment to focus on your next new beginning, your next new month, your next new year, and you always being your best self. I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to BMM this year of 2024, and we'll see you in 2025. And I'd like to take a moment to just say Happy New Year. And to take this moment to have you reflect, recharge, and set your intentions for the next year, which will be totally amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com. Share BMM with others. Rate and review us. Every end is a new beginning. Proverb. Because Monday is motivating. The best time for new beginnings is now. The best time for new beginnings is now. Happy New Year, BMM community, and welcome to 2025.